Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my listeners, my brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Ola Starling's Ministry. And at this time, I will be bringing you the word through Anointed Word Ministry. I am so blessed to be here tonight. I'm so blessed, praise God, to be able to come before you once again, just with the word of life in a new season and a new time. Praise God. But tonight, praise God, I just want to speak with you, my listeners, concerning, praise God, the real word of the Lord, God's word, not my word, not the preacher's word, but God's word. And tonight, I have a message, praise God, that I would like to share. And I pray, praise God, that you get a blessing, this message be a blessing to you, your family. Listen to the word of the Lord. In this season, in this dispensation, we must get back to the word of God. No more, praise God, of this lacking gospel, weak gospel, trying to make individuals feel good or to like us if we speak what they want to hear. But I heard the word says, preach it in season and out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. What are you preaching? Are you preaching the truth? Or are you preaching the weak, watered-down gospel? People today, praise God, are looking for the word because they want to live. They are seeking eternal life. Life is at stake. Life is at stake. And the message, the word tonight, the word is, we must worship God in spirit and in truth. No more lacking worship. No more put on worship. No more practice worship. We must worship God in spirit and in truth. For years we have lacked the truth of God's word to worship up the way he desires. My friend, he's not going to accept anything except the way he acts for it. And he said, they that worship me who? God, must do it in spirit and in truth. We did some worship, but it wasn't in truth. Worship was given, but it wasn't for God. We must learn and obey the command. The command was and still is, worship me, spirit and in truth. The word of God declared that in the end, there are going to be many that are going to be standing in the judgment, saying, Lord, I sung songs for you, and I danced for you, and I praised you. No, you did it for you, because it was all outward appearance. It was all in your flesh. We must learn to connect the Spirit of God, hallelujah, the Spirit of the living God. We must learn to connect to the Spirit of God, not the sound of the music or the message that is preached. Do you not know, praise God, you can sit right in here, all the messages, and still end up going to hell because you are a men pleaser. You are serving God with your lips, your heart, spiritual heart is not connected to God. Because I heard the word said, there is no good thing that dwelleth in the flesh, in the heart of man, but in the spirit where he lives, where he stays, where he resides, is in the spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What he said to me, I need soul worshipers. Soul worship is the soul of worship. And if you take away the soul from the worship, you have killed the worship. It becomes a dead and barren his force. When he hears the word preached, he longs to feel it. But when we hear the word preached, what we want to do is shout it, hallelujah. Let the word penetrate your heart, your spiritual heart. God is calling for true worshipers, true worshipers. Not out of appearance, but inwardly. He wants to touch his spirit, catch his spirit. And we for years have gotten to do this. We have become acquainted with this outward worship, lip service, till we feel that we are worshiping of God. We are not. Hey, God, in my little Shabbaya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, praise God, let the spirit, the word penetrate you, not make you shout it. Listen, accept it, receive it. Let it marinate in your spirit, man. He said he don't want your sacrifices anymore. Enough is enough. He don't want you attending church and think that's worship of God. It is not. It's a work service. Your praise dancing is worship of God. You're singing. I didn't sing it in the choir. God don't hear that. God says in the spirit realm is where you meet him at. Not in the dance, not in your preaching. It is in the spirit realm. He said the anointing. Anointing is what breaks the yokes. The Holy Ghost is what receives it. That is the spirit man. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Father. And he said, praise God, what does it mean, praise God, to worship God in spirit and in truth? He told you. Gave it to you. If any man worship me, do it in spirit and in truth, not in your flesh. We've been planting and pounding our flesh ever since we're talking about we know God. He know he don't need no more Christianity. He don't need no more religion. He got enough of that garbage. He need believers, true believers that will worship him up in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. This is what he's looking for in this hour. In this hour, he's looking for true worshipers. Did you hear that? True worshipers. He don't need you when you put your little two or three verses out so people can see it and read it. That is about nothing. The letter killeth. Listen to me carefully. The letter kills, but the spirit of God makes alive. That's what gives you life. It's the spirit of God. The devil knows the word. And he's staggered and dropped. He knows the word. Sinners know the word. But they're not connected except the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Many, praise God, many believers. That's why I say I'm not a Christian. Everybody is a Christian, even to Satan. But everybody is not a believer. God is calling on true believers to worship him, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Many believers are familiar with the encounter between Jesus, praise God, and the Samaritan woman in John 4. But not everybody can explain, praise God, what God meant when he said the Father is seeking men and women who will worship him. You cannot worship God if you are not in the spirit, because you sing and you feel a tingle, or you shake and you shimble. That's not in the spirit. He said those who would worship him would do it in spirit and in truth. In verses John 4 and 23. To say that we must worship God in spirit means, among other things, that it is a must originate from within, my friend, within, from your spiritual heart, hallelujah, glory to God, not from your fleshly being. The Bible said there's no good thing that dwelleth in the flesh. The heart is deceitful in all its ways. You must understand what he's trying to get us to see. We must go to him in spirit because you are a spirit being. You are a spirit being. You are a spirit being, my friend. God deals with your spirit, not your flesh. Pretty dancing, you in the music playing, that ain't got nothing to do with God. You know, the spirit move anytime you hear a beat. It's designed like that. But your spirit man, your inner man, But he's coming back for your temple, your spirit. That's what he's coming back for, the temple. The Spirit of God is in you. But if you can be there, but if you're not using it and worship of him, it's no good. It's a dead spirit. Hallelujah. It must come from within, from the heart. We must worship God from the inward heart, not the outer lip service. You are a hearer, but not a doer. It must come from within, from the heart. It must be sincerity motivated by our love for God and his gratitude for all he is and all he has done for us. Worship can be what? Mechanical or formalistic. This does not necessarily rule out the certain rituals, but it does demand that all physical posture, symbolic action must be infused with heartfelt commitment and faith and love and zeal to God. But the word spirit, praise God, here, praise God, is being referenced to the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Huh. Not the feeling of what you feel, the tingle or the jumping or the jerking. It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit, praise God, that it must be, praise God, connected to that source. There is, praise God, some disagreement, I believe, praise God, among good Bible scholars. The Apostle Paul said that the Christians or the believers worship by the Spirit of God and the glory in Jesus Christ and put no confidence in your flesh. We got more flesh parading in the church. I know the Lord. I love the Lord, but you can't love me, but you love who you don't see. Hallelujah. Your flesh is a mess. In Philippians 3:3, it says, you must not put no confidence in your flesh. Everything you do must be the Spirit of God. It is the Holy Spirit who awakens us in us an understanding of God's beauty and his splendor and his power. It is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Hey, God, it is the Holy Spirit who stirs us up to celebrate and rejoice and give thanks. The Holy Spirit who opens our eyes to see and the Savior of all that God is for us in Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit who I hope and I pray that orchards our service and lead us in the corporate praise of God. We do too much stuff come out of God in that nasty flesh. We have not yet arrived to go into the Spirit, go in and out of the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that brings us and makes us alive. Not what you feel. Don't omit the truth. This worship, however, must also be in truth, not action. This is easy for us, praise God, to understand. But it's obvious, praise God, it means that our worship must conform to the revelation of God in Scripture. It must be informed by who God is and what he is like. We must worship him. God is seeking true worshipers in this hour. He needs worshipers. He don't need no more praise dancers. He don't need no more, praise God, preaching the word and trying to move people out of their seats. He don't need that. He needs true worshipers. Worshipers, worshipers. He wants worshipers that will worship him, that will worship yourself into glory, into his presence. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it must be informed by God is and what he is and what he is look like and what he's like. Our worship, my friend, must be rooted intended to realities of biblical revelation, not man's revelation. But you worship God in spirit because you jumping and you shouting, baby, that's just electricity to the flesh. God forbid that. We should ever sing heresy. Worship is not meant to be performed, hallelujah, by what feel no good, but by the light of what is true. Many times we come out, we praising God for what we feel. But is it true? We must praise God to train ourselves to go in and out of the spirit realm to touch the garment of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, Elamoshiah. Genuine Christ Christians exalting worship must never be mindless or based in ignorance. It must be doctrinally grounded and focused on the truth of all we know of our great tunic God. The tunic God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, to worship and consistently praise God with what is revealed to us in Scripture. Ultimately, degenerated into what? Don't let it be degenerated into adultery. Some prefer to worship only in spirit, in seem something like spirit, but cannot care less about the truth. The truth, the word of God, is the spirit. It is the truth. In fact, focusing praise God on truth has the potential to quench the spirit. But I heard the word of God said, quench not the Holy Ghost. Don't quench it. The standard by which they judge the success of worship is the thrill and the chill they experience. That's not worship. That's pleasing the flesh. You must worship God in spirit, my friend. We must learn how to go in and out of the spirit to touch the garment of God. Make no mistake, my friend. Worship that doesn't engage and inflame your emotion and affection is worthless. Jesus himself criticized the worship of the religious leaders. He don't want no more religion. I'm glad I got religion. I'm so glad. No, I don't want no religion. It's garbage. What religion? Pure garbage. Jesus himself criticized the worship of the religious leaders in his day by saying that what as they honor God with their lips, your lip service, your lips pleases him, but your heart don't know him. Hallelujah. God is looking for true worshipers. He's shutting the door, praise God, hallelujah, on those, hallelujah, that seem like they want to worship, but it's a fake worship. He's closing the doors. He's slamming doors, hallelujah. He's tired of the fake worship, fake religion. True worshiper must engage from the heart, the affection, totally of your being. But any affection or feeling or emotion stirs up the error of false doctrine is worthless. Is worthless. The Lord is calling for true worshipers. True worshipers, hallelujah. Clean spirited. That's why, praise God, he said in that day, you're going to be standing saying, Lord, I did this and I did that in your name. He's going to say, depart from me. I don't know you. You never came in my presence in the spirit. You never said and you talked with me. You never had a relationship with me. Yeah, you had one, but it wasn't with me. You made people think you had it, but you didn't have it. It was never yours. You never sought after the spiritual things of God. No. You was always flesh. Listen to me, people. Listen to me. God is seeking true worshipers, not no false, no great pretenders. Sad, praise God, you can sit in the house of God and shout, and still don't get to heaven. This is not a time, people. God is raising up a new remnant. He's raising them up. God is raising them up, not man, God. He's raising up a new remnant. They're going to obey and do as he say. That is hungry, want to be fed. They want to sit in the presence of God and learn of him. Seek him. Not about who you think you are in your position. What about a position? What about it? It ain't nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Please remember that. How they give your name the bishop or the evangelist or the prophet is or whoever. It doesn't mean anything. Are you telling the truth? Are you in God's truth? He's looking for true worshipers. God is cleaning house. There's no time, people, to want to act like you got it when you know you don't have it. Or sound like you got it when you know you don't have it. God said, hey, he's closing the doors on fake worshipers. Your words don't make you, praise God, be a worshiper. The Spirit of God does. Others prefer to worship only in truth and are actually offended when they or others feel anything or experience any heightened emotion. Praise God. You understand? There are times, praise God, I often wish that they would sing or have music, but that I could simply see and say the words of the lyrics that expresses the biblical truth. They sing a lie as well as tell a lie in their churches. I said their churches because God ain't in it. In their churches. God said he's tired. He's closing the doors on fake worshipers. Get it together. Get in the spirit. You need to know, praise God, guys, to learn how to go in the spirit and out of the spirit. In the spirit and out of the spirit. For the Lord said, you must have a spirit of discernment. And saints don't have that anymore. They don't have no spirit of discernment. Spirit of discernment can tell you and the whole truth. I couldn't believe my ears, praise God. By all means, let us sing only what is true. Stop singing these lies. Stop telling lies. Stop speaking lies. But do so, praise God, without affection and feeling and heartfelt emotion is unthinkable. Perhaps you've seen this statement, praise God. One worth seeing again. Truth without emotion produces dead orthodox and a church full of dead men bones of artificial admirers. On the other hand, my friend, emotion without truth produces empty freezes and cultivates shallow people who refuse to disciple of the rigorous thought. But true worshipers, come from people who are deeply emotional and who love deep and sound doctrine. Strong affection for God, rooted in the truth, are the bones and the marrow of biblical worship. Biblical worship, not man's worship. We shouldn't be trying to do anything to move man, but everything to move God. My goodness, hallelujah. Everything to move God. Many would insist this is simply impossible. The human soul, they say, can't stimulate or either hold such seemingly conflicting reality. You're eventually devoted to one side or the other. Some insist you can't focus on the truth of God's word without turning into a hyper-intellectual, arrogant idiot, while others argue you can't cultivate heartwarming, emotional uplift celebration without, praise God, devastating, deviating from the scripture and scrambling to unbridled fascination. You see, when you run from the truth, you run into a lie. But I beg the difference with you, my friend. Nothing is impossible without God. See, Jesus begged. He begs the difference. The Bible itself begs the difference. God forbid that we should ever find ourselves individually or as a church falling to worship God in both spirit and in truth. Genuine Christians exalt worship. After all, my friend, is this the fruit of both heat and the light? The light of truth shines into our minds and instructs us about who God is. Such light, praise God, turn, praise God, and ignite the fire of the passion and affection and the heart of joy. Everything we do, we must be doing in the spirit realm to please God, not man. Somewhere evidently, they would conclude that there's too much emotion. Too much emotion. Where I serve as a pastor, while others insist there is too much doctrine. Some would say we are too experiential, while others contend we do too much theological. We're too theological. Personally, I don't think you can be too much of either. Praise God, so as long as both are embraced and God is honored. We must do it God's way, people, not the thing to make us look good or make us satisfy us. We're supposed to be trying to satisfy God. Yes. I mean, what does this mean to you? To worship the way other people at your church do? If the truth of God's word moves you to lift your hands, dance, or shout aloud, God bless you. If the truth of God's word leads you to into a solemn reverencing as you remain seated and immovable, God bless you. Whatever you do, you better do it in the spirit of God. God said, enough showdown. Enough of the make-believe, enough of the action that we take that we want people to think that is God. Receive the truth of the gospel when it is broken into your ears, as in grafted word, praise God, that saved his soul. And so feed up on it, as it is what? Bread of life, which nourishes his soul. It goes away sad at heart, deploring that while others were fasting at the banquet, he was there without an appetite and had not the pledges of the prophet derived. Find your place in the secret place, in the spirit of the Lord, in God's spirit, worship him in song and spirit and word. Not for a show. We get into everybody getting up, dancing, showing off contest. God ain't in it. The spirit makes you humble, very humble. It makes you very humble. Soft-spoken. The spirit is not a bully. He is not a bully. And many of us, praise God, we're going to need help because we don't know what to do. We done did one thing so wrong that we don't know how to get back doing the right thing. But the word of God is saying to us tonight, You want us to lift up our eyes. You want us to lift our eyes up unto the hills, not to the pastor, not to the evangelist, the prophet is, the prophet liar. Lift your eyes unto the hills, for which cometh thy help. Your help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer. He will not suffer that footstep, praise God, to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold me, look a here, look a here. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the night by the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He's concerned about your soul, not your dance, your attendance in church. Go in the spirit, people. Seek God. Lord, how must I reach you in the spirit? Let me reach you, Father, that you and I may have an awesome relationship together in the spirit. God don't deal in the flesh. The Lord said, praise God, he shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You got to get in a place in your life of prayer, seeking God in the spirit. Many don't know, praise God, you are a spirit being. A spirit being, my friend. Flesh will dissipate. This flesh will go back to the dust, but the spirit never dies. The spirit never dies. It lives forever. This is why, praise God, God is saying, worship me in spirit and in truth. That you may get the experience to know that God is real. Not in your flesh. Your mind can't be made of what you're going to do with God before you get there. You got to let him direct you, Father. Cleanse my thoughts. Help me, Father, to see the more, that I may worship you in spirit and in truth. My goodness, hallelujah. I want to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father, not in my flesh, in my ways, in my doing, but in the spirit realm, God. Let me go in the spirit and worship you, that it may be acceptable in your sight. In your sight, Lord. Help me to be a true worshiper. Help me to worship you, Father, in all I have in my spirit. Clean my spirit, God. Clean it. That you may abide with me and I with you. Thank you, Lord, for you are seeking true worshipers in this hour. You're not seeking churchgoers, Christians, religious people, good people. You are seeking believers to worship you, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. You be blessed.